Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig. Judging the right way. I've probably heard this verse quoted more by non-Christians than any other verse. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Does Jesus mean that we can never point out to anyone else an area of concern? No, because Jesus himself did this, as well as nearly every epistle writer of the New Testament. What it does mean is that confrontation needs to be truly corrective and never condemning. Correcting means that I am never serving as the judge and jury, but it does mean that I can lovingly help someone before they have to stand before God on Judgment Day. Jesus said that if I am a mean, self-serving judge of others, I can expect to receive that same treatment. Verse 2. Instead, I need to first recognize that what I may see in another person may only be apparent to me because I am afflicted with the same thing. So my first response when I see a speck in someone else's eye is to ask the Holy Spirit to show me a possible plank in my own eye. Only after I have dealt with this through repentance and making appropriate changes will I have the necessary empathy and gentleness to help my brother or sister deal with their own eye speck. Verses 3 and 4. Jesus said that trying to get someone else to repent of something that still exists in my own life is being a hypocrite. It's playing a role that isn't me. So Jesus says, first deal with my own sin, then I may help a brother or sister. Verse 5. Notice that I have been very careful to use the phrase brother and sister. I believe that Christians should deal with fellow Christians, but we shouldn't try to bring correction to those who don't come from the same biblical paradigm that we have. In legal terms, I may say that we have no standing or that non-Christians are out of my jurisdiction. One final thought. I think I need to treat a concern that another person brings to me in a very similar fashion as I would treat an eye speck in someone else. Perhaps God sent them to me, so I need to ask the Holy Spirit to show me any plank that may be in my eye, even if it has been brought to my attention through a judgmental person. It is very God-honoring for me to give that person the benefit of the doubt by saying that they cared enough for my well-being that they would be willing to point something out to me. Correction is an important aspect of Christian maturity, but we need to make sure we do it in a Christ-like way. In my blog, I've shared a snippet of a video teaching on this topic that you may want to check out. I've shared a link to that video in the show notes. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.